The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing, message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
This is Jack Smith, Real Racing USA. Skip Wall, how you doing, man?
All right, Jack, and you? Appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, we're doing a little better now. We had a computer crash just as we went on the air, and that's part of doing live radio, I suppose, man. So this is a special edition of Real Racing USA. And, Skip, we're going to talk with a lot of guys tonight about Bowman Gray Stadium and the modified racing. It goes. Give us an overview of what we're going to do tonight.
Okay, Jack, we got one of the biggest races of the year, not only for Bowman Gray Stadium, but also for the Wigan Southern Modified Tour. Friday night is the stadium race. It's a 50-lap event. It's sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. And it's also the Advance Auto Parts qualifying night, where you get a 50-lap Bowman Gray Stadium modified race. They're also having races for the Legends cars, the Bandolero cars, the vintage modifieds, and they're also having the qualifying for the Advance Auto 199, which is the Saturday night race. They'll have qualifying for it for the Saturday night race, which is the 199-lap Wheeling Southern Modified Tour race. And in addition to that, Advance Auto Parts is having the Monster Truck Grave Digger. It'll be there for the fans to see, and what a night for modified action if you're a Wheeling Southern Modified Tour veteran or fan.
Sounds like an exciting place on in Winston-Salem is going to be a little more exciting.
Not only that, Jack, the admission price for Friday night's events and is $1.99, and that's cheaper than a gallon of gas, so, hey, what a night to have and have a lot of fun.
And that's all part of the Advance Auto Part promotions for this event?
Uh-huh. It's Advance Auto Parts sponsored the whole weekend. It's one of the biggest events of the year for Bowman Gray and on the Wheeling Southern Modified Tour. And in a lot of it's because of the prestige and the heritage of Bowman Gray Stadium. So what a weekend of excitement coming up.
Yeah, now tonight, you know, and we're going to talk to the promoter from Bowman Gray Stadium, which is something, you know, I've talked with you. We've had many conversations. I've been bugging you for a year and a half to get Greg Garrison on one of our shows, and tonight is finally that night. It's fascinating. I mean, it's NASCAR's oldest sanctioned track, right?
It is. They've been running since 1949.
Man.
It's the most attended track, short track, in America.
Yeah, 59 years.
59 years indeed.
Yeah.
Just to get your name on the all-time career victory list is within itself. I mean, it's got a bunch of names on it, and just to get your name on that is a feat within itself and something that a lot of people would like to see.
Now besides speaking with Greg Garrison from Bowman Gray, who else are we going to talk with tonight?
Well, we're trying to get Andy Seiss. We're having trouble getting hold of him up in New Hampshire, but we're trying to get him on the show. We have Greg Garrison lined up on the show. He is the track promoter for Bowman Gray. We're going to have Jason Mitchell is the PR director for the Wheeling Southern Modified Tour. We've got Bert Myers lined up around 7:30 or 7:40, somewhere right around there. And we're going to finish the show up with Robert Jeffries. He's a long-time veteran over there. So we got a lot lined up tonight.
All right, I'll tell you what, Skip, why don't we do this? Let's take a short break. We got a few minutes behind here with that computer crash. Let's take a short break here, and we'll come back with Jason Mitchell and get things rolling, huh?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-star race car bodies. 5-star race car bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-star race bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA late model series. Find out more today at 5starbodies.com.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Stub Master, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, welcome back to this edition of Real Racing USA, and we've managed to track down Jason Mitchell. Go ahead, Skip. Take it away, man.
Jason, you out there tonight?
Yeah, out of breath. I was out working up the yard, and I let time get away from me. And sorry, out of breath. I'd run up the steps real quick.
Jason is the PR director for the NASCAR Wheeling Southern Modified Tour. Jason, I'd like to welcome you to the show. And you've been on this show before, so you kind of know how it goes.
Yeah.
We got a nice little race coming up this weekend. If it doesn't rain, does rain mean anything to you?
Oh man, don't say that. Yeah, we've had three races so far this season, and actually, I was looking a minute ago, and we have not been racing since April the 12th. And I think our last race on July the 4th at Caraway was it. We got hit by a monsoon. It was whenever you're sitting in the press box watching people diving head first into 5 foot of standing water at a racetrack, that's not a good sign. But like I say, just came in from working out in the yard. Beautiful day. A little bit warm here in where I'm at, in Concord, North Carolina. So when the sun goes down, it should be a pretty good night. Hopefully we'll have a duplicate today and be blessed with some good weather this weekend. Because this is absolutely one of our biggest races, Advance Auto Parts 199 on Saturday night at the pretty much a world famous Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And if you have got any means to get to that race, whether it be this weekend, any time during the year, I tell you what, that is one of the most absolute special short tracks in the country. It's the oldest track in NASCAR. This year they're actually celebrating their 60th anniversary. And I tell you what, I was going through some photos today, and when you go back and look, somebody like Pee Wee Jones, Richie Evans, Ralph Earnhardt. I saw a photo of Ralph Earnhardt won a race there. David Pearson, Richard Petty won his 100th race there. The history behind that place is just staggering. And you go up there, I was up there talking to Bowman Gray's a family run track. Greg Garrison, which I believe you have on at a little bit later time. I was up in the press box talking to Johnny Pinellas, Johnny and Dale, as well as their son, Warren, pretty much run that place. They all have, you know, full-time jobs, and Bowman Gray's what they do on the weekends. And I tell you what, I was in the press box talking to Johnny, and it was last Saturday night. I went up there just about 55 miles from my house. I just went up there for the heck of it. Spent some time with Skip up in the press box, and I was talking with Johnny, and she's like, this crowd is not as big as we would like. And there's 12,000 people in the grandstands, probably. And I looked at her and just laughed. And I was like, do you know how many promoters would die to have this many people at a racetrack?
Jason, you know, I'm down here in Florida, and I tell people all the time about the crowds there, and half the time people don't believe me. They swear, they know I'm making it up.
I mean, what's the best way to put it? It's the Bristol Night Race, and it's every, you know how popular that race is with the fans.
Sure.
It's like that every Saturday night at Bowman Gray. And this, well, I can speak from experience. It's, you know, like I said, it's 60 years. I mean, you're talking about three generations of family. I know in my case, my granddaddy, my mom's dad went and took my mom. My mom went. Now I'm going. So, it's really kind of special, even if I wasn't a part of NASCAR. But that makes it even more special. Just knowing that, you know, that's what my granddaddy was doing. Yeah, 50 years ago.
Now, when you start these modifieds out there, this track, I have not been to Bowman Gray myself. It's flat, right? It's a perfectly flat track.
It is actually the football field.
Right.
They race around the football field.
Sure.
Which have Winston-Salem State University. And I think the best way to explain it to anybody is go out to your local high school,
the
walking track around there, and then think of 26 cars going around there.
So
it's incredible.
So you're going to put 26 big, loud, screaming fast modifieds out there, open wheel cars. That's just got to be crazy.
Oh, it's insane. It's why the track has been going that strong for 60 years. The fans love it. One of the neatest parts about it. I was walking through the grandstands, just, you know, kind of milling around during one of the races, and there are so many just young kids that go to that place. I mean, it's, you know, like here in Concord, a bunch of people go down to the, you know, Concord Mills Mall and, you know, go to the movies. In Winston-Salem, the kids go to Bowman Gray. And it's a good, clean atmosphere. There's controversy, which is what helped the track thrive through the years, but it's just a good, clean family atmosphere where you can go and have a good time. Tickets are $10. I went up there, I think it was the season-ending race last year for the regular weekly NASCAR Modified Tour, and I think I went up there, got a ticket and something to eat for something crazy, like $16. I mean, now you can't even start your car for $16. It's expensive as gas is.
So that was one of the things that Advance Auto was promoting this weekend. For less than a gallon of gas, you could take the family to Bowman Gray and enjoy a whole night's racing for $1.99, and all you have to do is go by your local Advance Auto parts and what's to sell them and pick up a coupon. And what a night of excitement with all these other support divisions.
Amazing stuff.
Sorry.
It's amazing, amazing stuff. Who are some of the stars on the tour this year?
Well, obviously, the Burt Myers, the Myers family is very, very rich in racing tradition. We'll have a story going up on NASCAR.com on the NASCAR local track link. And I'm pretty proud of the story. Their grandfathers, I guess I should say, raced up there. They were there when it started 60 years ago. And now Burt Myers is, Burt Myers and his younger brother Jason, they're big fan favorites. Obviously, Junior Miller, you have Tim Brown, who's a weekly competitor up there. Andy Seiss, this will be Andy's actual first race at Bowman Grain. Talking to him, I believe he's a little bit nervous going in. He said he'd never driven in a race that was sponsored by his own sponsor, which is, of course, is Advance Auto Parts this weekend.
No pressure there.
Oh yeah, no pressure. And I just want to take a moment to kind of step back to last Friday, a week ago, we lost Brian Pack in a tragic motorcycle wreck, and there's going to be a lot of heavy emotions going into the race, and we want to remember Brian Pack, and his father, Gene, races with us on the NASCAR Williams Southern Modified Tour, so just been going through some kind of hard times here lately.
Go ahead, Skip.
Jason, what does it mean that you get to run a tour date at Bowman Gray, and you have to change some of the rules to allow it to run there? What does it mean for the NASCAR Wingland Modifieds to be able to run an actual tour race instead of a points race at Bowman Gray?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, it's, you know, just like I described, Bowman Gray is just of a legend. And if there's somebody that will not come bluntly out and tell you how special that racing at Bowman Gray is to them, whether it be a tour race or a weekly, you know, show, they're all going to tell you that this weekend is been circled on calendars for a long, long time. This is about as big as they get.
And if memory serves you correct, you'll have a couple of dignitaries from the upper echelon of NASCAR, just like we were at the first race this year. Is that true?
I'm not exactly sure who else is coming. I know that Ed Cox from Daytona will be coming up tomorrow. We'll actually go in Saturday. I'm sorry, Friday afternoon. We'll qualify on Friday evening, and we race at 8:40 on Saturday night. Plus, they have some of their, you know, weekly shows up there, which are always entertaining, obviously. So, not exactly sure who the crowd is, but we've got a bunch of people coming. A bunch of people. It'll be a... You might want to get there early. Make sure you get a seat.
So, Burt Myers is the defending champion, right?
Yeah. Okay. Jason and Burt Myers, this will be our fourth NASCAR Wheeling Southern Modified Tour race at Kid Caraway, and those guys have won the three previous events. Burt won the first race up there. Jason won the year after, and then obviously last year, Burt scored his second win. So those guys won't keep it in the family and make it four in a row this weekend.
All right. I think we're going to take a break here in a minute now, Jason, and I think we're going to talk to Burt Myers. I think he's next up on the list here tonight.
He's got Greg Harrison coming up.
Oh, is that who's up next?
Greg Harris is up next.
All right. Okay, good deal. Jason, is our closing comments there?
No, just I'd like to invite everybody to come out Saturday night at Bowman Gray Stadium for the Advance Auto Parts 199.
That's right. And before they get to the stadium, they got to go to the Advance Auto Parts stores and pick up something special.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Paris, Advance Auto Parts, brought us an interesting little fact that a family of four, two adults and two children, can get in for $3.98. Where are you going to find a bargain like that?
Yeah, that's good stuff. So I tell you what, nice talking with you again, Jason, as always. And we're going to take a little break here, and we'll come back in a few minutes and hook up with the promoter from NASCAR's oldest speedway.
Yeah.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries, XX Power batteries for racing applications, and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today at 5starbodies.com.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Stub Master, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
And welcome back, race fans, to Wednesday's Modified Madness. I'm Jack Smith. I'm here with Skip Wall. And Skip, we have, as I said earlier, I've been trying to talk you into chasing down Greg Garrison and getting him on one of our shows for over 2 years, and we finally did it. Welcome to Real Racing USA, Mr. Garrison.
Thank you, sir. It's glad to be here.
I'll tell you, you know, we interview every year hundreds of promoters and talk to lots of media people about the whole deal, and there's nobody that we know of in the country that's got it going on a Saturday night like you guys do in Winston-Salem.
Well, thank you. We work real hard to try to be entertainment. We do keep that in mind, that it's entertainment as much as anything. So we try hard, and we appreciate the compliments you give us there.
Yeah, it's go ahead, Skip. With the
great. Let me ask you something. Tell us a little bit about the family. This Bowman Gray Stadium has stayed within the family since 1949. Can you briefly give us a rundown how that's gone?
Yeah, we can. We are. I think that's one of our strengths at Bowman Gray is we are all family, and it's a passion we all have. None of us really do it for a living. It's something we all have the passion to do. The family was all the family members were brought up in racing, basically. So we just thought that's what everyone did was race. So I think that's what makes it kind of special is we're fans, but we're also family that has the passion for it. So I think that helps us in one aspect. This little bit of brief little history, it was started by Alvin and Eloise Hawkins and Big Bill Sr. and Annie France back in 1948, 49, that time frame. And then it's just been through the family ever since. They had one son, Joe, which managed the track for years. At that point, upon his passing and the passing of Eloise Hawkins, my grandmother, Adele and Johnny Penless, which are my aunt and uncle, they got more involved with the stadium. And then they were thinking about a succession plan because there is so many people in the family. And, you know, looking ahead, they got me involved, which is a nephew, and then also my cousin, Jonathan, nephew. And then now their son, Lauren, is actively involved with the public relations and doing our program and stuff. So we're still a big family organization. This is 69th year, so 60th year, excuse me. So we're very proud of that.
How has it managed to stay there for 69 years, being that it's part of the school?
Yeah, well, this is our 60th year. I'm sorry I misspoke there. Part of the school, I think we have a very unique relationship. It's a city-owned facility. Thereby, the city is pleased to have two tenants there, which is Winston-Salem State, a local university, and then NASCAR Stock Car Racing. So we race during the summer months, and we quit in the August time frame when football starts up because we do race around a football stadium. And then when we shut down, they pick up and start playing football. So it's a very good relationship for all the parties involved.
Gray, we had a tragic accident last weekend. That was a hard situation Saturday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a very difficult situation. The racing family is a very tight family over there at Bowman Gray. Even the fans, the sponsors, and drivers themselves. And it really is heartwarming to see everybody come together. I hate it's under those adverse situations that it happens, but it brings the best out of the other people when something like that does happen. The competitors were just, they just couldn't, you know, believe what had happened because it happened so tragically. And the Pack family was a well-respected family in racing at Bowman Gray. Gene himself has been racing there for probably 20-plus years, and Brian probably 10-plus years. So they were a very, very well-respected family at Bowman Gray.
And, Gray, I really want to commend you folks at Bowman Gray. What a ceremony that you put on. You led the whole troops out of the pits and walked down the stretch. Everybody lines up on both sides of the track, and you bring out his racer with the family, and the boys riding on top of the car, and they pushed the car in a moment of silence all the way around the stadium.
Wow.
That was one class act.
Well, everybody wanted to talk to the family and give their condolences, and it was very difficult to do. And so we tried to figure out a way that everybody could show their respects to the family, and the drivers were just very cooperative. They were just, couldn't wait to do it because they did want to show their respects to the Pack family.
We certainly pass on our condolences to family, and we hope to see Gene back. I know he's going through some tough times, and our thoughts goes out with him. And Gray, I am very, very pleased and proud of the way you guys handled that whole situation. That was something right there.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Now this
Gray, this weekend, Advance Auto Parts weekend, has to be one of your best events of the year that you look forward to, big event.
Yeah, it is. It's a big event for us, and we're very fortunate that the people at Mike Parrish and the people at Advance Auto Parts have come on board to help us promote this weekend. We think it's one of the best weekends in racing. I mean, if you're a modified fan, Bandoleros, Legend Cars, have Grave Digger's going to be there both nights with the Grave Digger experience and also the Grave Digger truck itself. You just can't beat this weekend of racing if you're a racing fan, especially on the Friday night promotions that Advance is helping us out with. They have, and their participating stores in the Winston-Salem area, we can go by and pick up a ticket for $1.99. Now, that's just $1.99 to get in to see a whole night of racing. On that night, we're going to have the Modifieds and their weekly events, a 50-lap race. We're also having qualifying for the tour event, the Legends Bandoleros, the Flathead Fords are going to be there. So it's a full night of racing for just $1.99. And if you need to know where to get those tickets, you can go to our website, BowmanGrayRacing.com. We have a link there you can push up, and that can show you the participating stores where you can go by and pick up your tickets. Then we're coming back Saturday night with the 199 Advanced Auto Parts race, the Southern Modified Tour race, Wheeling Southern Modified Tour. It's always just a fantastic race. I think it's something different for the drivers because a race seems like they just kick it up a little notch because they're not racing for stadium points, so it seems like they just sort of let their hair down and just really go at it. And I think it's the crown jewel of the Southern Modified Tour, the Wheeling Southern Modified Tour, is this race. I think if they could pick one to win, this would be the one they want to win because it's very prestigious. Also that night, on Saturday night, we have the support divisions with our Sportsman Street stadium stock races. So it's a full night of racing again. And ticket prices are only $10 for that night. So, I mean, that's a bargain in itself right there. So we're excited about it.
What happens, I don't know if you know this or not, what happens if you're qualifying for the Saturday night race and then you get caught up in an accident in on Friday night, will you still be able to compete Saturday night?
Well, we hope so. I think they do have some provisionals in there for the Saturday night race. They do have a couple provisionals. I think we do have some competitors that are running two cars for this weekend's event. They have a car, what they're calling their stadium car. They're going to race on Friday night, then some of them having what they call their tour car, which they'll be racing on Saturday night. I do know some people last year kind of got in a bump up during the 50-lapper, and they just really thrashed and worked all night, Friday night and Saturday, to get it ready to go for the next day. So there is some provisionals in there, so hopefully that won't happen. Hopefully everybody has some good, clean racing Friday night, and then, of course, a good show on Saturday night.
And I want to clarify the error. You're racing for Bowman Gray Stadium Points Championship on Friday night and the Wheeling Southern Modified Tour points on Saturday night.
That is correct. That's correct.
How excited are you about this race?
We're very excited. It's a lot of work. It's a busy weekend for everyone, but that's good because it's a good treat for the fans. The tour races always seem to be, like I said, it's the crown jewel of the Wheeling Southern Tour. So it's a fantastic race. If you like modified racing, you can't beat this weekend. If you're just a race fan in general, if you come out, take a look. If you don't go away a modified fan, then you didn't watch the races that good. So I think it'll make a believer out of you.
Well, you know, modified, ever since I've been going to stock car, and I haven't been going to stock car racing all that long. I've probably been doing this about 16 years. And when I first started going, the thing that really got me fired up about it was the excitement of the open wheel modifieds. You get them cars out there, they're loud. And the fact that they don't have fenders just makes it all that much more interesting. And it's quite a sight.
It is. It's a treat. We're very partial to them at Bowman Gray. Of course, that's all we've traditionally run is just open wheel modifieds, and that's kind of our slogan, home of the hot modified. So we're proud of them.
Yeah. Now these guys, what kind of motors do they run?
They run basically your Chevrolet 350 motors, but now they really work on them and tune them up. Actually, the modifieds are the most powerful cars under the NASCAR sanction. They probably run more horsepower than the Nextel Cup cars or the Nationwide cars. There's just basically unlimited amount of horsepower they can put into the cars, and it shows. It really shows because they just really fly at Bowman Gray.
Yeah, that's amazing. One thing I really have wanted to ask you about was, you know, because your track is talked about a lot in terms of the fact that you pack it full of grandstands all summer. You know, you pack the stands all summer. And what are the kinds of things that, you know, I mean, I understand that you've been doing it. The family's owned it a long time, and, of course, the cohesiveness has to be a part of the success. But what are some of the things that you guys do? I mean, this event here, you've hooked up with Advance. Do you do these kinds of events a lot where you have special deals? How do you put that many people in the seats every week?
Well, we tend to think that every week's special. For 16 or 17 weeks a year, we think it's pretty special. We're blessed with a lot of good sponsors, and Dale Penlis does the marketing at the stadium, and he works hard on getting people like Advance and national sponsors as well as local sponsors involved. And when you get the sponsors excited, they want to be in front of the crowd, and then when you get a crowd, the drivers want to race in front of a crowd. So it's just a vicious circle there of what really makes it work. And I think there's a whole lot of little things that make it work. You know, we're so diversified at the stadium in what we do. As I mentioned, Dale Penlis does marketing and stuff. His wife, Johnny, which is my aunt, she does the paperwork, which is probably the hardest thing you can do, running the scoreboard, keeping up with points. We're so blessed with cars this year. We're usually running 100-plus cars a week, so her job is very difficult in keeping up with that. We have Lauren Penlis, which is doing the PR and does our program, which highlights for sponsors, which helps for drivers get sponsorships and stuff. And then, of course, my thing is I sort of work with the drivers and the rules and the race procedures and stuff like that. So it's a whole lot of little things that make everything work. Even like my wife's involved, she's worked with tickets, and my wife Pam, and then I have daughters selling tickets. So it's everybody doing their little piece of the puzzle, and when you put it together, it just sort of seems to work. And sometimes we just don't question why it works. We're just thankful that it does.
Success has nothing, I guess success does breed success, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah. Go ahead, Skip.
How about the rivalries?
Yeah, that's another big piece of the puzzle is, you know, when you have 60 years of history, you have a lot of second and third generation racers at the stadium. And you have the rivalries that have built up over the years and over the years. And that's another key that makes Bowman Gray Stadium racing. These guys are so passionate about what they do. And when you take passion out there and they want to do good, they want to succeed, they want their name in that record book, the program, because you go down in history with some of the greats when your name's put in that program with, you know, Petty, Allison, Johnson, Ralph Earnhardt. You're in the same category as these people. So sometimes that gets the blood boiling and it comes through on the track. But I think passion's good about racing. I'd rather see people that are passionate about it than just riding around. So that's just another element of Bowman Gray Racing.
We did an interview a couple weeks ago with Kevin Powell, a regular over there. And all he wanted to talk about was get his name on the list, the all-time career victory. He wants his name on the list.
Yeah.
And then his mentor is Johnny Johnson, which is a track champion over there.
Right.
And, you know, when you look at the people in the stands, you know, whoever they're rooting for, you either love them or hate them. And it's just that camaraderie of people just rant and rave, and it's just something else. It's something else just to sit back and watch those people, how they react to different things going on the track.
Yeah, and there's something always going on, too. I mean, you know, we're a short quarter-mile track. You can actually see inside the cars. The competitors in there turning the stern wheel and fighting the stern wheel, and you're so up close and so personal to the cars that you actually get the feel of what they're going through and what's happening when they go into the turn and lose it or something. You can just feel it, you know, you're so close. And it is dramatic watching them race.
Gray, does the economy, with it being a little sluggish now, has that had any effect to you at all this year?
Well, I think it's had some effect. Naturally, you know, everybody says election year, high gas prices. There's just a lot of common denominators there that go into an event that can affect an event. It has hurt us. I don't think we've had dramatic growth this year. I think we've kind of stayed steady. And I think in these economic times, if you can stay steady, you're doing good. You know, our sponsors, most of our sponsors, basically all of them have stuck with us. They've gone through some tough times, and we understand that they're going through some tough times. So we're trying to work with our sponsors, and we understand what they're going through, as well as the drivers. We kind of understand, you know, how difficult it may be for them to fill the gas hauler up to get to the stadium. So we understand where they're coming from. The fan-wise, I think the fans are still coming out. We're very blessed with good fans. I think that people are going to spend money on things that they want to do, that they have a passion to do, and I think they still have the passion to come to Bowman Gray and watch racing. So we're seeing that it's staying steady, so we're very blessed in that we're holding the line on it.
Well, this Friday night, there's certainly going to be passion, and Saturday night at Bowman Gray Stadium, huh?
Yeah, they should be. You know, if I could put you guys in charge of the weather, I'll hold y'all responsible for that. besides that, it should just be a great weekend of racing. We are excited. We're very much looking forward to it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we really, really appreciate you taking time to spend a few minutes with us here tonight. I've looked forward to it for a long time, and really glad to have been able to speak with you.
Great. Glad to be on.
All right. Skip, closing words there with
Well, I can't wait for this weekend. The Advance Auto Parts 199 has always been a feature event for me ever since they used to call it a race to Myers Brothers Memorial, and this has always been a special event. And with this adding on the night before the qualifying event, the 50-lap race, I look forward to it. And I love seeing the vintage modifieds because it has some of the older modified drivers like Johnny Johnson in it. And it brings back the history and the heritage that the stadium was built around. It's nice to see those back out there.
That's cool. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with a couple of the drivers who race regularly at Bowman Gray Stadium and talk more about the big event this weekend. We'll be right back. In USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
CarNac.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNac gets it done.
I'm Racing Movie Man at USA Speedway, and you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stuff. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stuff?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
That guy right there is a champion. He's been a champion all his life, but he's been in a race car. That right there is an exercise on how you race people. The 19 car, I don't know what to say on that deal. I'm up to the door, going in a corner. You know, we're counting cautions. It's a 100-lap race. You know, up to the door. I don't know how far you got to be, but, you know, that's just racing accident. And the bullet, just purposely go underneath the caution like that. That's absolutely ridiculous. And,
we're back here on Real Racing USA. And I'm Jack Smith along with Skip Wall. And we've just hooked up with Bert Myers, one of the regulars over at Bowman Gray Stadium. Take it away, Skipper.
Bert is the defending, I guess, track champion and the defending Advance Auto 199. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Bert, you're close in the points. You had a couple tough finishes this year, but now you're second place in the points, and it seems like the last 2 weeks you just keep grinding away. Tell us about it.
Well, team really made us go to work. sitting on all those poles, and you know, of course, over there, whenever you can qualify on the pole, that really helps you towards the race. But we just started working hard and trying to get the car adjusted accordingly to the weather and the track conditions, and we seem to be have a pretty good shot at it right now and pretty good setup on it. So you know, over there, you just come back week after week, and you have to make small adjustments, but we just keep digging.
Well, it's been all these races this year, and all of a sudden, Tim had won all the poles this year, and then for the last 2 weeks, you win the pole for the last 2 weeks. Is there anything just really that's just really got your mind set straight to where you won back-to-back like that?
Well, anytime you go to the racetrack and you don't win and you don't qualify on the pole, you know, of course it makes you want to go to work and try to get your car a little better, but there's not one thing. You know, maybe there was after the night I got took out over there leading the race and we lost so many points, I think we kind of had the mindset, which is the mindset you usually try to have, but it's kind of tough. But we just went over there and decided, you know, we just go over there and do the best we can do, and that's all we can do. And if we come up short, we come up short. But there's not really one particular thing. We're just trying to go over there and have fun at it at the same time.
Bert, you won 4 victories this year. You come up on a big weekend of racing. You race Friday night and Saturday night. Does that put a lot of added pressure to you?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, this is what we do, you know. I mean, if you told me I had 3 races this weekend, I'd be all over it. So it's kind of enticing, if anything, whenever we have 2 nights, and it puts you to the test, and it makes us have to go to work and try to get the job done. But you know, there may be a little bit of added pressure throughout the night at times, but we're just gonna go over there and try to come away with 2 poles and 2 victories this weekend.
This coming weekend, the Advance Auto Parts 199. Is it 199 laps? Does that make you change your style of driving, or how do you do it? How do you make your tires last for that many laps?
Well, you've definitely got to be patient, and that's a race that, of course, you have to have a little luck on your draw. The Tour does a little bit different draw inversion than the Stadium does. They'll actually, the pole sitter will pull a 6, 8, 10, or 12, and then how many ever that, whatever number is drawn there, they'll invert the next batch. But, or not invert, but they'll draw the next batch. So you've got to have a good draw to get decent track position. But as far as your driving style or your setup, you know, of course you want to be a little bit more conservative on both. You want to be able to last the whole 199 laps. And but at the same time, you do get a bad draw where your track position is not what it needs to be. You've got to try to make up a little bit there. So basically, I've found out, especially racing at Bowman Gray Stadium, that you just have to go over there and take what it can give you and do your best and hope you get a little luck mixed in there.
Bert, we talked a little bit about the history of Bowman Gray tonight with Greg Harris, Jason Mitchell a while ago. There's a lot of history in your family at Bowman Gray Stadium. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it is. My grandpa and great-uncle started racing over there in 1948, and my grandpa Billy actually died leading the race over there in April of 1958. And my dad, he raced there, and my brother and I race there now. So our family's been over there since it started, and I think Saturday night my victory made 114 victories for our family. So it's pretty special. You know, a lot of times you don't take time to reflect on what you've accomplished, because sometimes if you do that, you'll get too starry-eyed there, and you'll lose focus on what you're trying to accomplish at the time. So we just take what we can get and we keep digging. But like I said, it's been over a long time.
Let me pick on you a little bit. Now, Philip Smith is your car owner,
right?
All right. Then your dad owns your brother's car, Jason.
Right.
Now, it always seems logical that your dad would root for Jason a little bit more. I think your mom. Who's your mom root for?
Who our mama?
Yeah.
It just depends on the night. Whoever's running in the front, I guess. She'll usually take her video camera, and I think that's more of a stress relief for her than anything. If she's videoing, she's not having to focus in on exactly what's going on the actual racetrack. But she usually films whichever one of us is in the front, and you know, I don't think she'd tell you that she pulled for one more than the other. I think it's a mutual thing.
Is it hard? Is it hard competing against your brother?
No, not really. I enjoy it, and I think he enjoys it. And you know, we don't give each other anything on the racetrack that we just, you know, as far as giving somebody a little extra room or anything like that. Well, we race each other hard, but at least I know that with Jason, he's going to respect his car and mine too, and I'm the same way with him. So I actually enjoy racing with him.
Does it mean a lot to you? Have you picked that you've won a track championship he didn't? Does that mean a lot, or is that a big accomplishment?
Well, over there, if you can win a race, more or less a championship, it's an accomplishment, because it's so hard to be, I don't know what you want to call it. It's really hard to win races and championships over there. I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I don't think it bothers him. You know, he's over there every week, and he's pulling for me and Jason. He doesn't. If it bothers him, he doesn't show it. I'll say that much.
We talked tonight about people wanting to get on that all-time career list, and you're currently 10th and 32 career victories there at Bubba Gray. What's feasible? How far do you want to go up? What's the future for Burt Myers and Bubba Gray Stadium?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I'd love to be able to climb the NASCAR ladder and you know, progress into upper divisions in NASCAR, but you know, this day and time, with the politics that are involved and the financial situations that they have, you know, basically what I have to do is just keep trying to win in the division I'm in right now. So that being said, I don't know how long I'll be racing at Bowman Gray. I'd love to be able to move on to something else, you know, in up the NASCAR ladder. But, you know, you tell me. I mean, it's hard to say over there. You know, I've won four races in a season, and I've only won one in a season, and I had a couple where I didn't win a race. So it's just really tough over there. But I see, you know, I figure me or Tim Brown maybe, there's a couple of us that if we race as long as some of these other guys have raced, we'll eventually break the all-time win record. But personally, I would rather be able to move on to something else outside of Bowman Gray, up the NASCAR ladder, and be able to do that. But you know, like I said, over there, you just take what you can get.
And how about the Wheeland Southern Modified Tour? How are you coming on there?
Well, we actually lost a motor at Caraway the very first race, and then we've had a third and a fifth at Caraway and eighth since then. And we've had like four rainouts, and that's really, it's hard to get caught back up in the points when you've had so many rainouts. But we love racing on the Wheeland Tour. You know, we try to run Bowman Gray too, and whichever one is doing the best for us at the time is where we try to commit ourselves to. And right now we're doing both. So, I love racing any racetrack anywhere. I love it.
The camaraderie over there, Bert, whether it be on the Wheeland Tour or at Bowman Gray Stadium or when you were running late models, it just seems that you have a good fan base wherever you go. That has to be a good feeling.
It is. You know, over there, it's probably 50-50 boos against cheers. But, you know, that's always nice. You know, it always makes you feel good when you know that you've got people pulling for you and you know you've got support. And, you know, especially at Bowman Gray when they let the fans come down in the pits. And you've had a bad night at the track and you know, you've had some bad luck that night, and then you got a lot of fans coming down and they want pictures and autographs and stuff. So, you know, sometimes it turns a sour night into more sweet anyway. I won't say it is sweet, but it makes you feel a little bit better when you've had a bad night.
And for the fans that don't know it, Burt Myers, Bobby Hutchins are one of the two drivers where they've had a good night or a sour night. They're always there until they turn the lights out. And Bert, you know, you're to be commended for that because you're there for the fans as well.
Well, you know, the fans is actually, you know, whether we want to believe it or not, the fans is what makes it happen, because those fans in the stands is what keeps the place going. So, you know, like I said, it can help you. It helps the fans and it helps you sometimes when you've had a bad night, when you can all, you know, get together and it makes you feel good.
Tell you what, we'll take a quick break, and we will be right back.
If we do good this year, then maybe something will happen, and maybe we can get a late model or something. All is sponsorship. You got to have sponsors to do this kind of thing because it costs a lot of money. So as long as the money's coming in, we can move up. So we'll see what happens.
It's no wonder everybody says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed includes rebates, and they reserve the right to buy back the vehicle from the selling dealer to give to their customer at a lower price. Ask about the $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neon. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and US 19 in St. Petersburg, Dayton Andrews Dodge.
Skipper, go ahead, take it away, man.
Our next guest is a long time veteran of Bowman Gray Stadium, Mr. Robert Jeffries. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you,
Robert. I want to first start out. How long have you been running at Bowman Gray?
Oh, I don't know. Probably 30 years.
Tell us the history of Robert Jeffries and Bowman Gray. I remember a 57 Ford. I remember an old coupe race car. Tell us about your past.
Well, I had a 56 Ford.
Okay.
Strickland had the 57. I helped Don. They told me if I would help him, I could be able to drive the old car. So I drove the old 56 Ford while he drove the 57 Ford. That's how I got started.
How long you been running at Bowman Gray?
Oh, I don't know. Probably 30 years.
If Bowman Gray, there's always been a lot of races, a lot of feuding. Through it all, Robert, you come out track champion, is it twice?
Yeah, 94, 95.
And you basically, Robert, had the same sponsor for all these years. That has to be a good thing to retain the same sponsor throughout your career.
Oh, yeah, I've had Phoenix Pack and Skinner Warehouse for 25 years now.
And you race against your son. Tell us how hard it is to race against your son.
Well, it ain't hard. I enjoy racing against him. If he gets in front, I like to play with him a little bit, you know. If he gets behind me, he likes to do the same thing. And just we enjoy it. We really do. I mean, you know. He works on both cars. He keeps both cars up. I mean, you know, he don't make his no better than mine. So.
Is there a rivalry if you finish 1 and 2? Does that bother you?
No.
Have you had a chance to run 1 and 2 with each other on each other end?
Yeah, we won. I won one night and he finished second, and he won one night and I finished second. And I mean, it don't bother us. We're just glad we can do that, you know.
Now, who's your wife pulled for?
Well, I don't know. I never asked.
Robert, you got you've had some healthy years. A unique sponsor is the lady's name Hilda.
Yeah,
and she's just like family to your family.
Oh, Hilda just like family. And Charles, he does all my spotting for me. Her husband. I mean, just a family thing, really. I mean, she'll straighten us out for getting in trouble. So you know, she looks after all my stuff for me.
This week, Robert, you have a 50-lap race in the Advance Auto Parts qualifying night. Friday night would be the 50-lap race, and then the Advance Auto 199 Saturday night.
Yeah.
Is there anything different that you do for running back-to-back races?
Now, me and Lee, the one ain't going to run the 199 this year, but it, as far as we run it, the last time we run it, we didn't do anything except bolt four tires on and go out there.
The Bowman Gray hasn't been too kind to you this year. Had a little tough on, like, on motors or something this year. What's been the problem with you this year?
Well, we've run good this year. I mean, you know, we just had motor trouble one night. And
the night you ran a backup car with Randy Butner.
Yeah.
That has to be a good feeling that you have someone to loan you a car to get through the night.
Oh, yeah, Randy told me if I needed a car, just call him, and he'd be glad to bring it. And he'd have brought it the next week if I wanted it. You know, I told him I just didn't feel like running that night, so.
Tell us,
good to have friends like that up there, you know.
The camaraderie around there, it just seems like everybody is willing to help everybody. Everybody likes each other.
They do. Everybody help anybody do anything except when you get on a racetrack, because everybody's for itself then. But, you know, if somebody has trouble or something, everybody helps you.
What's your most memorable moment over there, Robert?
I don't know. I got a lot of them. A lot I don't want to remember.
You're on up in your age. How far do you think you're going to go? You still happy? You still feel healthy on running each week and week out?
I decide to quit, and there ain't no telling when that'll be. I might be 90. Who knows?
And you're retired, boys. At R.J. Reynolds? Where are you retired from?
H.G. Crawford Company, current machine shop.
Robert, through the years, at Bowman Gray, they've always had a good crowd there. You go to other tracks and they don't put people in the stands like that. How hard is it to race in front of a packed house like that? Do you even think about that when you're out there racing?
No, you don't even think about the people in the stands. You just get up there and do your thing, you know. Have a good time at it. It's nice to race. I mean, you know, it's all over you. It's nice to look up there and stand and see the place full, you know. But you don't think about them things.
How about the crowds that comes down in the pits after the races?
Oh, I love the crowd that comes in the pits, you know. It's just real interesting listening to them talk, you know. They've been coming down there for years. You see the same people every week just about, you know. That makes you feel good.
If you had to do over, would you still be racing there?
Probably so. Well, I'll enjoy it, you know.
Okay. About 3 weeks ago. Is that going to be it for Robert Jeffries, or are you planning on running any of the tour races?
We probably won't run none of the tour races. After the stadium closed, we'll probably quit for the year. Okay. Got a little smart going on right now, so you know.
Hi, right, Robert. Best of luck to you this weekend at the Advance Auto Parts race, and can't wait to see you Friday night.
Yeah, well, I'd like to thought the prize goes out to the Pack family for the trouble they've had. You know, that was a bad deal there, but we'd like to see all of them get along all right.
Certainly do.
Absolutely.
That thing, that was a fun class act where they lined a car up in the moment of silence when they pushed the car around there.
I think that was one
class act.
It was. That was first class, now I'm telling you.
And he'll deeply be missed. How about Gene, Robert?
Gene's a fine fella. He'd give you shirt off your back if you asked him for it. I mean, you know, I've known him for years, like Brian, and they're all good people. They'll all do anything for you. But Gene sent Brian home one night a couple years ago to get his car for me to drive. Got something out of mine 2 or 3 years ago, and he went home and got it.
Do you think about stuff like that when you're out there on the track?
No, you don't think about them things out there.
Okay. Jack, take it away.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. It's been glad you could make it and spend some time with us here on Real Racing USA. And best of luck this weekend. And I think what we'll do is take a quick break here, Skip. Come right back and wrap things up tonight.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Hi, this is David Strimme, driver of the Atrius Holmes number 64 car for Rusty Wallace. And you're listening to Real Racing USA with Jack Smith and Rick Angies.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-star race car bodies. 5-star race car bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-star race bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA late model series. Find out more today. 5starbodies.com.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
All right, we're back here, Real Racing USA. Well, I'll tell you, Skip, we've done, let's see, about 50, 75. We've done about, 220 different shows this year on Real Racing USA. I don't think we've ever had this many technical difficulties. My goodness. When we called this Wednesday's Modified Madness, I think we hit the nail on the head.
It certainly has.
But I'll tell you, this weekend at Bowman Gray Stadium with Advance Auto Parts and this whole deal with the modifieds, this is going to be, you are going to have one great weekend up there.
You certainly are. And for $1.99, I know last year there had to be 11,000 to 12,000 people for the pole night. I think that goal will be exceeded this year because the economy the way it is, people's not going to be traveling the way they were. And you cannot beat this bang for the buck this coming Friday night with the 50 Lapper, the Bandoleros, Legends cars, Gravedigger, the vintage modifies, the East Coast flathead cars. You know, you can't beat that $1.99. And then you come right back on Saturday night with the Advance Auto Parts $1.99. Good tour race. Can't wait.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about your website.
SouthernMotorRacing.com. We run the Weaver Southern Modifieds on there. We cover the ASA Modifieds on there. We cover the Super Cup cars. They're racing this weekend at Lonesome Pine Speedway and the Bowman Gray Stadium. We noticed this weekend. So they can come see us at SouthernMotorRacing.com. There is a link on there on the upper left-hand corner to go to this radio show and you hear it all you want. Just give it to your friends.
All right, man. I'll tell you what. It's fun, and this show will be available in its entirety on Real Racing USA. And as Skip said, there'll be a link on his site there where you can also find it. And we archive all of our shows here on Real Racing USA. And following this show tonight is our premiere episode of Dirt World with Joe Dirt and Billy the Kid, and they're normally going to be in the Wednesday 7:30 to 8:30 time slot, but it's two very, very experienced guys in the field of dirt racing, and they're going to have top late model drivers from around the country, sprint car drivers. If it's dirt, like I said the other day, Skip, I was telling people about these guys, Joe Dirt and Billy the Kid. These guys are so into dirt, they carry it around in their pockets. You know what I mean? They can't get away from it. So that's coming up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's coming up next. And I'll tell you what, we're going to get on out of here. And, Skip, we'll be doing this again real soon, I'm sure.
I want to thank you for allowing us to have the show tonight. And want to thank Advance Auto Parts for having this race this weekend. We tried to get Andy Seiss on the radio show, and we had problems trying to get through. Our condolences go out to the Brian Pack family, and we hope to see Gene Pack back at the stadium soon. Great weekend of racing coming up, and just looking forward to it all. We appreciate the people supporting the show.
All right, Skip, we will talk to you soon, and good luck this weekend, man. Have a great time.
Thank you, Jack. Talk to you soon.